This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Amy Ray. We also have another thing in common. Is around the same time, we both lost our minds and decided to start record labels.
Yeah, I mean, I think I started mine in like 89.
Yeah.
And started with actually punk bands, and then went to singer-songwriters.
For me, it got to the point that, I mean, E-Squared still exists, and I can crank it up as a full-blown record label if I want to. I still own it. But it got to be a little bit like having a pickup truck. Everybody calls you to help them move, especially this climate in the record business. I had too many friends that were out of a record deal, and I couldn't sign them all. So
yeah,
it got to where it was driving me a little nuts.
It's hard. It's pretty much a constant struggle, I have to say.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
I enjoy it because I'm a fan, you know, of music.
Right.
So, but
right.
It's not a money making venture. It's completely a labor of love, and it takes a lot of time. But and I'm not even sure. I think indies have to really start, you know, investigating themselves and understand whether they're really serving artists. And it's the DIY thing with artists. It's so DIY that you can really do a lot for yourself even without a label.
This is a band that is on your label.
Yeah, it's on Damon, and they're an Americana group called The Great Unknowns, and I just like their music a lot.